But what I'd like you to write down is lessons from all these. Okay, here's the first one. Go back to verse 8. He says, take heed that you be not deceived. Now, he was looking at his apostles. And they recorded this through the Holy Spirit. Luke recorded what Jesus said to his apostles. And you know what? It counts for us today. He commands us, take heed that you not be deceived. You know what the first resolve I have is? I wrote right down in my Bible, I will know God's word so I won't be deceived. And I've set down as a life's goal to know God's word so that, do you know how you spot a counterfeit? Not by studying counterfeits, by studying the genuine article. When you study the genuine, when you see something fake, it just jumps out at you. You know, the greatest way to keep from being deceived is to do John 8:32. Okay, go to the next book. Keep your finger here and go to John 8:32. There's a verse to reference or note or put in your margin or something. This is what it says. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Do you know what sets you free from deception and fear and confusion and anxiety? Knowing the truth. Here's a lesson for all of you. Your life right now can be measured as a reflection of what you believe to be true about God. If you are fearful, you don't believe in the God as he's revealed in the scriptures, the one who promised he would never leave you or forsake you. Now, I don't mind when I'm on my knees at night praying with my buddies who are little tiny, you know, 5, 7, 9, 11. I don't mind telling them, okay, it's okay if it's dark, you know, because God promised you. Yeah, I can keep reminding them that and turn a light on for them because they're little and they're learning. When you have a 30-year-old person that's afraid of everything, they have a deficient understanding of the person and nature and character and promises of God. There is something marvelous to go through life knowing that God is walking before me. He is behind me. He is over me. And underneath me are his everlasting arms. And we are invulnerable. Not Superman's. He can get kryptonite or whatever it is. You and I are truly invulnerable. Because God says nothing will befall you except what is for my good. And he says, I'm underneath you and up above you and all around you and surrounding you. I'm going before you. I'm always with you. And if you know that truth, it'll set you free. And so how do we keep from being deceived? Here's another one. Just write it down. Acts 17:11. The Bereans received the word with all readiness. And verse 11 of Acts 17 says they searched the scriptures to find out whether these things were so. We would be much more prepared as believers if instead of trusting the biggies to do all the studying and to write the books and we just have the book there, we disciplined ourselves to study things from the scripture ourselves one at a time. You should know where the Trinity is in the Bible, not by getting a Bible dictionary, but because you have looked up the verses and found it yourself. You should know where the deity of Christ is expressed in the Bible, because you found it yourself. And you should know what the Bible says about assurance and whether you can lose your salvation. It's okay. You can call me as much as you want and all the staff here, and you can just go to the library, but you should finally get around to getting the basics for the Christian life down. I have a never-ending list that I keep in the back. You know, those blank pages they always put in the backs of your Bible. And I am always finding lists of verses about assurance and for, because I always want to know. People are so concerned, especially in the hospitals, you know, and it's a lifelong process to know the truth and study it for ourselves. Not let someone else do it for you. All I'm supposed to do is be a cheerleader to encourage you to be built up in the Word. You have to engage yourself. And Jesus said, you individually, I want you not to be deceived. And you should resolve, I will know the truth. I'm going to systematically this year read through the Bible and look for one thing all the way through. First time I read through the Bible, I marked every single name of God with a highlighter. Next time I went through every prayer in the Bible and marked it. Next time I went through every prophetic thing in the Bible. Next time everything about the family, and then every person, and then every place, and just started studying each one for myself. You need to be careful. Deceptive times are coming.